It's Thursday, June 25th. The White House is playing hardball with housing policy. The AI sector is hitting a massive, compute-driven reality check, and the Dow is getting a tech-heavy facelift that tells you exactly where the market is placing its bets. Following up on yesterday's look at Gulf diplomacy, we're keeping a close eye on the administration's latest moves with Iran, which frankly look more like a giveaway than a breakthrough. Here's what you need to know. Section National and World News. The White House has effectively killed the bipartisan 21st Century Road to Housing Act. President Trump pulled the plug on the legislation, demanding that Congress instead prioritize the Save America Act. That's the bill requiring birth certificates or passports to register to vote. Here's the thing. The housing bill had bipartisan support and was intended to address the supply crisis by encouraging modular construction and regulating institutional investors. But the president isn't biting. By tying the housing bill to the Save America Act, which requires proof of citizenship for federal voter registration and has struggled to clear the Senate, the administration has essentially turned a housing solution into a hostage situation. It's a shitty situation for Republican leadership. They wanted to campaign on fixing the cost of living, but now they're stuck between the president's personal agenda and the reality that their own bill is dead on arrival. This isn't just about a single piece of legislation. It's a clear signal that the White House is prioritizing political retribution and election year optics over functional governance. And honestly, when you start trading housing policy for performative voting restrictions, you aren't looking for a win, you're looking for a brawl. Speaking of performative politics, the dynamic in the UK's House of Commons is shifting toward what looks like a permanent state of high aggression, terminally online combat. Kemi Badenoch's style is the prime example here. It's all about the viral moment, the blunt personal attack, and the no-nonsense framing. The problem is the feedback loop this creates. When one side starts swinging, the other has to match it or risk looking weak. It's turning the chamber into a place for box office confrontations rather than actual policy debate. Meanwhile, the 10-year anniversary of the Brexit vote is serving as a grim reminder of where this kind of politics leads. Data shows a broad consensus that the settlement hasn't delivered the promised economic benefits. GDP is down 4%, but neither party wants to touch it. It's too much psychodrama, too much political capital. So instead of fixing a failing consensus, the system just stays paralyzed. That paralysis is something we're seeing stateside too, but in a different flavor. The Democratic Party is currently navigating a messy internal fracture. In New York, Mayor Zohran Mamdani backed three insurgent candidates who managed to unseat established incumbents. They ran on a working-class, anti-establishment platform, slogans like investing in babies instead of bombs. These wins are a direct challenge to the party establishment, specifically figures like Hakeem Jeffries. It's forcing a choice. Do you keep the party unified under the traditional seniority system, or do you lean into this new, grassroots-driven energy? The risk for Democrats is obvious. Republicans are already using these primary results to paint the entire party as ideologically extreme, which makes it significantly harder for moderate Democrats in swing districts to hold their seats. It's a classic trap. The energy that wins you a local primary is often the exact thing that makes you radioactive in a general election. And while all that noise is happening, the economic levers are being reset. We're seeing a return to the Greenspan era at the Federal Reserve, with some analysts pointing to a potential future Fed under Kevin Warsh. The institution is signaling a move back toward strategic ambiguity. If you remember the 90s, that was the Greenspan playbook. Mumble with great incoherence to keep the market guessing, which gave him the flexibility to act without being locked into prior commitments.